Ignorance is the official language of Washington, D.C.
I'm here to challenge you to a match.
When it comes to standing up for the American people, I am ready to rumble.
I think that we may need a wrestler in the White House.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Great American Bash. My name is Brandon Weatherby.
My name is Chris Kelly.
It is Monday, December 31st, 2018. It is 12:53 in our nation's capital. This is a podcast about the intersections of presidential politics and professional wrestling.
And we wrote a book about it called The Donald. And it's available on Amazon and Audible. And you can get it at presidentwrestler.com for two more years, hopefully.
For 316, I'm going to go for 10 more years. Three-term president.
I don't think he's got the stamina.
He's going to have the Universal Championship. But all these competitors that you think are going to take the reins end up like Roman Reigns.
Wow, that's a little harsh for 2018. No, I don't know. He's got the stamina to do a Broadway. I mean, you know, Flair used to drink all night, do some cardio in the morning, and then go do a 60-minute match. Maybe two.
This is our last show of the year.
Yes.
Which means it's inevitably the recap show of the year.
Yeah.
But surprisingly, legitimately surprisingly, today, on December 31st, we have our first entrant in the Royal Rumble, the DNC Royal Rumble 2020.
Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren.
Elizabeth Pocahontas pulled a number one. Not the best card. It's not going to be fair to Flair. It's not going to be fair to Warren.
I don't think she's going to pull an Austin and stay in there the whole time.
It's not going to happen. So we already know Elizabeth Warren has pulled the number one in the Royal Rumble slot. This is not a good position to be in.
I don't know. Did she do anything? She did it in a very Elizabeth Warren way.
Yes, she did.
She's announced an exploratory committee, which is basically just technicality. It allows you to raise money in a different way.
That's a good question. Has anybody had an exploratory committee and not run?
I believe that has happened in the
past. Okay, but it's very unlikely.
Sure. I mean, yeah, or someone will... It'll be for the people who don't make it really even to the primary seasons. They'll just kind of close up shop.
Is this like when Bayley debuted on the main roster but then still had like 3 months of NXT left, but she had already like participated in a pay-per-view?
I'll go with that because I can't... it's mostly like teasing the inevitable. So, yeah.
Yeah,
because
okay.
She's running. I mean, that's the thing. Yeah, I can't even... She didn't even tag... She didn't even... Did she announce it on Twitter?
She announced it on her website and a bunch of other platforms. She released a video, similar to how Hillary Rodham Clinton announced, but hers was even weirder because everyone knew she was announcing, where this one came early and therefore kind of dominated the news cycle for the new year. Not the worst time to announce.
She announced it yesterday?
Elizabeth Warren?
Or
no,
this morning. Sure, so you get one day...
Yeah, but it's...
And like half the people are checked out.
It's but how many
political instincts.
How many actual news stories are there today other than the government shutdown, which we're on day nine?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're on day nine of the government shutdown, and that's not going to move until January 3rd at the earliest. Later this week, the House is sworn in and it becomes a Democratic House. You get to dominate the news cycle for maybe 3 days, barring a celebrity death. Not the worst thing to happen for Elizabeth Warren.
That's fair. I think that it's people are too disengaged. It's too early. I get that there is some benefit to being first.
Here's what I think that this is a good time to do it. You just said people are like worn out and tired and all that stuff because of the holidays.
Yeah,
I think it's the perfect time because of the holidays. Not every family aligns politically, and a lot of people hate their family, so they're very upset, and especially if you're on the left, you're very upset with your right side of the family. Therefore, I'll support anybody, or I'm super engaged now.
To be honest, I think it's more like the Raws and SmackDowns of the week before the end of the year. Doesn't matter. We're not even on the road to WrestleMania
here
yet.
Here we go. Now, you just said that, like, of course the Raws and SmackDowns at the end of the year don't matter.
Yeah.
We had just talked about how good SmackDown Live's most recent episode was, which was released on Christmas night.
Right. When you're with your family.
Okay, so in that episode, there was a title change.
Yes.
And the most important man in professional wrestling history is back in the storyline.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. Those
Vince
are big
McMahon
deals.
Is back.
Okay.
Yeah, no, they did stuff, but no one's watching. That's what I'm saying. And also, some of it was interesting stuff, but that maybe will matter later, like Rusev winning on Rusev Day, winning the U.S. title. These stories were very, like, the episodes, even at their highest, they were just spinning the wheels because it's not January, we're not Royal Rumble, we're not on the road to WrestleMania yet.
Yeah, so the most recent and this week's episodes of Raw and SmackDown are similar to the government shutdown. This is affecting a lot of people. Millions of people are affected by this. But at the end of the day, we're going to get back on track. We're going to be on the road to Rumble very soon. The road to Mania will begin.
What happens first? Government reopens or Royal Rumble?
Oh, government reopens.
Okay, you seem very confident.
I will bet you any amount of money that the government reopens before Royal Rumble 2019.
On January 27th.
Exactly. In Phoenix, Arizona at Chase Field, which I think is the first...
Outdoor.
Outdoor Rumble. That's yes. Awesome.
Yeah. I think there's always there's a non-zero chance.
I don't disagree.
But I wouldn't.
There's a non-zero chance for most everything. Yeah. There's a non-zero chance CM Punk's going to win the Royal Rumble.
Yes.
I think it's much more likely that the government is still shut down at January 27th and CM Punk returns to WWE on January 27th.
Yeah, I mean, a month's a long time. He's just been stewing. He's just sitting at home. We're talking about the president, not CM Punk here.
Okay, so a lot of everything and nothing happened in 2018. Pretty much everything that we thought was going to happen happened. Were there any real surprises?
I don't think there were any real surprises.
In terms of politics?
Yeah, yeah. I think what we saw from Trump was what we saw in 2017. People acted like this. I mean, there were some, like the, you know, caging children, things like that, that I think went to new depths that people didn't think it was going to be that bad. I think now we've had two kids die in detention centers. I think that's, yeah, that stuff's extreme and it's worse, but it wasn't, you couldn't maybe, you know, foresee that specific thing, but it shouldn't have been surprising that it got to that point.
I think my only relative surprise in terms of politics is, the potential rise of Beto.
Okay.
That's about it.
Right. No, and that was,
but even that one was sort of predetermined. Like somebody's got to fill this role.
Yeah. Someone has to take. We didn't have an exciting candidate necessarily in 2016. There's going to be a big clown car. There's a big Royal Rumble, 30 men and women competing. You're going to have someone who's taking that Obama, Bobby Kennedy type of like exciting young new face thing.
And if they're from Texas, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. Mid-South Wrestling has got a strong promotion.
As long as he's not a Von Erich. We talked about it in our last show about looking forward to what these candidates are going to have to do. There was a Times piece this week before Elizabeth Warren announced about the moves that Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, Kirsten Gillibrand, everyone's kind of, the wheels are starting to turn. If you look back, the Hillary one is weird because it was a foregone conclusion for 8 years that she was going to run.
Oh, yeah.
But if you look back to maybe 2008, I'm pretty sure that Obama announced February 2007. So that's we're getting to that time, about a year out from the first primaries and caucuses.
But unlike this cycle, everyone wanted him to run and announce in that fall because the Bears were very, very good that year. And there was a Monday Night Football that Obama introduced. And like, I'm ready to announce. Are you ready for some football? Yeah. There was excitement for Obama to announce months, if not seasons
he was
prior.
Already, 2006, he was already doing, I think I've talked about on the show, he was already selling out like book events for his little, for Audacity Hope.
So. And Elizabeth Warren did sell out book events years ago.
Yeah.
Not this cycle.
Right.
Your time is not now, Elizabeth Warren.
Might not be.
From the great state of Massachusetts, John Cena is also back in the wrestling ring.
And with a full head of hair.
Yeah.
It's very upsetting.
Anyways, back to the things that matter. Back to wrestling. Biggest shocks, any shocks in the world of professional wrestling in 2018?
Daniel Bryan's return.
Yeah, that might be a number one.
And then subsequent, his semi-recent heel turn, which he's embracing a role that he had played in WWE before and a role that he had mastered in the independent scene and Ring of Honor as the guy who's cocky and a dick, but he is the best. And he doesn't have to. I mean, they've kind of messed with it because it's WWE and they write heels the same way. But he doesn't need to cheat. He's made it clear he kicked AJ Styles in the groin one time, but he can beat him any night. And he has beat him clean now. He had a great match with Brock that he lost, but he's, as a heel, untouchable.
Not everyone that listens to this watches the product every week. And if you aren't watching every week, you might miss a lot of the Daniel Bryan storyline right now. The biggest storyline is he cares about the environment. Therefore, he is a bad man.
Yeah, no, he's worried about what all these fickle fans are doing. He's very anti-consumption, anti-fossil fuels. He's vegan.
Pro-woman. And this is probably my favorite clip of the year. The Daniel Bryan exchange he had with the commentators on SmackDown Live when he was asked, what would your daughter think about you kicking people in the groin?
And here's what he said.
What is your daughter, Birdie, going to think years from now? What is my daughter going to think? Do you know what I hope my daughter thinks? I hope my daughter
kicks as many men in the groin as she possibly can. I hope she kicks 10 men in the groin, hundreds of men in the groin, thousands of men in the groin, thousands of stupid men. I hope she kicks you in the groin, Byron. I hope she kicks every man in the groin who consumes plastic water bottles, everybody who consumes, oh, unsustainable meat like you do. I see all the chicken you eat. I see all the corruption that you're a part of. You're a horrible human being, and you, Byron, should be ashamed of yourself.
That, to me, is the biggest baby face in the world.
Right.
He's got heel heat. It's great.
Yeah, no, and he came out on the Christmas episode, R-Truth, generally a comedy jobber who's having a lot of fun paired with Carmella right now, doing 7-second dance breaks, came out as Truthy Claus. They won the Mixed Match Challenge, so he's going to have the 30 spot in the Rumble. And he's dressed as Santa Claus, and Daniel Bryan cut a promo on him and all the fans that because of, he said, you're not the real Santa, and he also said that because of fossil fuels, there will be no North Pole in 10 years. And then he proceeded to beat the shit out of Santa Claus and stomp his head in. Just amazing. Just amazing work from Daniel Bryan, who's clearly having a lot of fun in a role that he's very, very good at.
So that is actually surprising because that's surprising because it's both real stuff and storyline stuff that is making us both happy.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even think about that when I thought of the biggest stories of the year. Number one to me, I thought of the start of last year, which was Chris Jericho in New Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still in New Japan and he has a belt.
Yeah,
that to me is the craziest story. Not so much of what it means for the industry, but just sort of following your dreams, never give up. I know we're just referencing Cena over and over again, but this is a guy that went, I think he played over 100 shows this year.
Mm-hmm.
He participated in the greatest Royal Rumble.
He had a cruise.
He's
currently the IWGP. I never can get
it's
it right.
Interesting.
Intercontinental Champion. He'll probably drop it on January 4th at the Dome. But
it doesn't matter.
Oh, no. He had a great, amazing year. And his ability, I think if we do predictions and kind of looking forward to the year, it ties into a lot of how the landscape is changing.
We'll get to predictions in a second. Let's keep looking back. The two other biggest stories of the year. Maybe no. I'm going to go three biggest stories of the year. Clearly, the rise potential. We'll get to the future in a second. Yeah. Potential future of the All In gentlemen.
Right.
The Young Bucks, Cody Rhodes. Their pay-per-view, which was a massive success in terms of ticket sales. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was massive ticket sales. Massive pay-per-view buys. But either way, they didn't lose money.
Yeah.
And an independently funded pay-per-view. The first one in, 20 years, something like that?
Yeah. I mean, at that level. And
that's
with that
a
level
big,
10,
big deal.
Big deal. Everyone's talking about All In. Everyone's talking about the Elite and kind of tracking their moves. I think one of the... I mean, obviously, the big story in the WWE side, Roman Reigns...
unfortunately,
you know, his cancer out of remission and having to, you know, leave the company while he takes care of his health. Obviously, just from the personal standpoint of a guy is, you know, the prime of his life and he's sick again. We didn't know that he'd been sick before. And then how it's changed the company kind of scrambled.
Mm-hmm.
And it's had to change their whole picture and it kind of trickled down to other talent. And then kind of leads into, I think, the other big story was finally... Becky Lynch becoming the man.
Yeah. Becky Lynch at the end of the year, bigger story than Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no, I mean, Ronda made her debut at this year's Royal Rumble in January, came out, pointed at the sign, had her match with Kurt Angle versus the McMahons and Triple H at WrestleMania. And
it's very good.
Yeah, and she's growing as an in-ring performer. Promo's not as there as much as I thought based on what she did before in UFC.
And it's even more disappointing because she's, as Becky Lynch pointed out, cosplaying Roddy Piper, my favorite person on mic of all time.
Right. And it's one of those kind of paradoxes of WWE. They wanted her. Obviously, she's a huge star. She has legitimacy in the ring. But she had legitimacy on the mic. You know, she's not a do-nothing bitch. She had all this stuff where she wasn't scripted and she's great. Now she's scripted. And it's suffering. And then someone who's kind of going off script enough and has made it their own is Becky. You know, Becky's gone and she's basically come stone cold. She's just kicking ass. She's on Twitter, on TV, whatever platform. And she's having great matches. And the crowd she's the biggest babyface in the company.
Ronda is already an established star. So she's never going to have that crossover potential because she already did.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like Becky is at the exact same level of Daniel Bryan, where it has the potential to get people to care. And no, we're never going to get Stone Cold again. It's never going to happen. No. It's just not built for that. We don't have that type of thing anymore, and that's okay. But Becky's there. It's fun. Now we should look to the future.
Yes.
2019, in both politics and wrestling, will be a giant Royal Rumble with an unclear future, and at the end of the day, the McMahons will determine what happens with everything and everyone.
Yeah, because obviously Linda McMahon will be, by the end of the year, the only member of the cabinet left.
She is, as of now, one of the longest-standing members of the cabinet. No scandals.
Scandal-free.
That's crazy!
You almost said great, but we'll go with crazy.
It's not great at all. It's just weird.
It is weird. Yeah, but this year, as the WWE goes forward, we're on the road. We'll be on the road to WrestleMania. They have to figure out, will this be the year that they can finally have a female headliner? Do you have Ronda Rousey and Becky Lynch and maybe Charlotte headline WrestleMania? You don't have Roman Reigns, which was obviously the plan. No one knows what the deal is with Brock Lesnar.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it'll be this company moving forward as they continue their dominance in the indies, as there's other players on the indies. How do they pivot, and what do they do to stay relevant as the year moves on?
So I think it's perfectly fine to just weave in and out, going wrestling, politics, mm-hmm. and back and forth. So let's clearly start with the Rumble.
Right.
If you were the poster, if you were the graphic designer for the Royal Rumble poster in 2019, you were given a few directives. Number one, make Roman Reigns front and center. So he's in the center of that poster. And then also on that first level, you got Ronda, you got Shinsuke Nakamura, you got Daniel Bryan, you got AJ Styles, you got Ember Moon, and you have Becky Lynch. So one of those men won last year's Royal Rumble. His name is Shinsuke Nakamura. My guess is he's got no chance to do anything in the 2019 Rumble.
That's a good guess.
I would like to say that he is the Cory Booker of the WWE.
Yeah, peaked too early.
He peaked way too early, too much. There was a documentary about him that everyone loved, and then he got to the Cent and didn't really do much. And similar to Cory Booker, Shinsuke Nakamura might have challenged Triple H to a workout in the Cent gym.
Yeah.
Which is a thing that happened.
Yeah, Cory Booker, I'm trying to think of another person who's just not the right person for the right time. Cory Booker has kind of pivoted to being all about loving your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And he's taken a real, like, kind of that radical, Christian attitude, like very trying to do MLK stuff.
Or you're just stealing Michelle Obama's "When they go low, we go high."
I think with more theology and doing it poorly, and also just the wrong moment. And even if we've seen the Michelle Obama thing was, I mean, it was wrong for the moment too. I mean, it's like highly lauded, and everyone loves Michelle, obviously, but not what candidates will be doing, and not what Cory Booker will be. Will not be winning with that.
So a huge disappointment. I love Nakamura. Booker had a lot of potential. Just didn't happen. Moving on. Daniel Bryan, the return of a man that probably shouldn't be wrestling.
Sure.
The return of a man that's probably at the end of his career.
I don't think so.
Due to everything that's going on with his health.
I think he's actually fine.
Hear me out. I'm just trying to make an analogy.
I know. You're going...
Because Daniel Bryan is clearly the Joe Biden of the WWE.
Was Joe Biden's heel turn his entire career before being vice president? Yeah.
It makes sense, though. The Biden-Daniel Bryan comparison here. We got a lefty-loving guy that just wants to take the train everywhere because it's better for fossil fuels.
Better for the environment.
He's very, very old. Daniel Bryan is older compared to a lot of the people on the roster. It's a very old roster, similar to it's a very old field right now in the Democratic side of politics. And he's a fan favorite, but he's still at the top of the card. It's still Roman Reigns front and center.
Yeah. I don't know why they haven't edited this poster.
Yeah, exactly.
This guy said it like 2 months ago. I don't know any more analogies for people in the field.
Okay.
I'm looking at it. I think a lot of it is we kind of know some things about these people, but a lot
Becky
of
Lynch is Beto. Here's why.
Go for
Beto
it.
Has been around for a minute.
Yeah.
But no one really paid attention.
Yeah.
Becky's been around for a minute. Only the marks really paid attention. And now we're all paying attention. Yeah. And Becky's the man. Beto has the potential.
He has the potential to be the man.
The potential to be the man. He's Becky with her first championship run when she was still all steampunk and not the man.
Okay.
There's potential there.
That's good. I like that.
I'll drop this. Let's stick to the wrestling. This is a very odd poster.
This poster.
It's a very odd poster.
This poster only exists because it does enough of like people who are big in the company. Representation matters. Mm-hmm. It has two Japanese stars. It has two African American stars. you know, a handful of women, mostly men still. I mean, they're...
We have to talk about the top row. The top row includes Dean Ambrose, Bobby Lashley, Charlotte Flair, big strong Braun Strowman, Seth Rollins, Asuka, The Miz, and Drew McIntyre.
Yeah. I mean, as a smattering, they have a ton of talent right now. The Rumble, I think... Okay, this is where we can fantasy book. So we're going into the Rumble. Daniel Bryan will be facing with... Since they've changed to not have automatic rematches on tonight's show, or tomorrow's show, I guess. They pre-taped it. AJ Styles will win a chance to win his belt back at the Royal Rumble. So Daniel Bryan potentially is going into the Royal Rumble. Not potentially. He's going into the Royal Rumble as champion. Mm-hmm. So unless he loses that night, someone could either challenge him or the winner of Braun Strowman and Brock Lesnar.
Okay.
So you take those four guys out, and there's just a ton of talent. You could go a lot of different ways with mm-hmm. It's kind of an interesting place because, yeah, you do have the belt is on.
As of right now, this recording, the belt is on Brock Lesnar mm-hmm. and Daniel Bryan.
Right. And if AJ, he either wins the belt then or he's not in the, you know, whatever happens, like you've taken those four players kind of off the board. And they don't have a Roman, they don't have someone that they've, because they haven't, they've put so much into the Roman Reigns project and now you're left without him because of external factors.
So should we book this about what we think we're going to see or what we want to see? That's somewhat reasonable.
Sure, we can do both.
Okay, so what do you think is going to happen? We'll start with the men.
So what ends up happening is you get one chance, whoever wins the Royal Rumble can challenge a champion of their choosing, and then what'll happen is at Elimination Chamber, they'll have some other qualifying, sure, something to figure out the other match or mm-hmm. the two shows. So this is where it's weird because the Brock Lesnar situation.
Let's book both belts.
Okay, so...
So we're starting with the red belt, the Universal Championship belt. For those that don't follow wrestling, that's the belt that Donald Trump has.
Yes.
He's the big bad Universal. Of the universe. He runs.
Yeah, he doesn't show up to work, all that. So this is where it gets into, like, other stuff, and without going, like, too nerdy on it. So there was a UFC fight this weekend, mm-hmm. and everybody had been cutting promos about Brock. Daniel Cormier was talking about it. Jon Jones has been talking about it. No one's really talking about Brock. No one. Dana White's been saying, "Oh well, we might do that fight. We might not." Everyone's kind of backed off that. So it does look like once again, Brock Lesnar's been using the threat of going back to UFC to kind of just extract more money and time out of Vince, and it
works.
Which
is great. Brock's the best.
He is the best, but to the detriment of the WWE product because he's going to have the belt as long as he's there. Apparently, mm-hmm. It doesn't. I don't think Braun has a chance. I don't think he's going to win at the Royal Rumble. And so do you have someone who's next to challenge him that's legitimate? Do you do Seth Rollins to challenge Brock at, is that good enough for a top two? If we're saying the women are going to headline, is that good enough for a top two match?
Doesn't have to be top two match because we have two
if
belts.
It's Brock, it's going to be top two.
Who said? No one said that. We also have Vince Ronda Rousey.
I think Ronda and Becky are...
We're sticking with the men. I know that they're all intertwined. So who's your pick for who's going to win the Royal Rumble? And then what's your pick for the blue belt, which is Daniel Bryan, mm-hmm. and the red belt, which is Brock Lesnar at Mania.
Okay, I don't want to see it. I think they're going to... I mean, they're doing something
weird now.
What's
likely going to happen, not what you want to see.
Sure. I think there's a path where somehow The Miz wins the belt and has...
Which belt?
He goes after Daniel Bryan.
Okay.
Which is a weird... Daniel Bryan is heel and The Miz is face, which we've seen. Miz is not a good face. Mm-hmm. I think there's a chance they do that because they were on the path of doing that story before Roman Reigns kind of caused them to change everything and turn Daniel Bryan heel. So that's, he could win it and then challenge the blue brand.
Okay. You can't give me every scenario. What do you think is going to happen?
Give it to Rollins.
Okay, so it's going to be Rollins versus Brock,
mm-hmm.
and then you think it's going to be Miz versus Bryan?
Yeah.
Okay.
He'll win at like Elimination Chamber or whatever.
And then, okay, and I understand all of that, and that makes a lot of sense, and it's hard to argue with any of that. I don't think Rollins has a shot because the most recent pay-per-view match with Rollins was essentially booed out of the building.
Sure.
That's might have never happened before for Rollins, and this was a guy that he's been working with for a decade, and it didn't go well.
Yeah.
I don't think that bodes well for anybody. I think you, when you lose someone, I think of this like a real sports team versus some fake sports team. When you lose someone big, and you're basing your franchise on them, but you need to make some sort of money, what do? You bring in an old star. When the Bulls weren't going to win, they brought in Dwayne Wade, even though they knew Dwayne Wade was not going to lead them to a championship, but Dwayne Wade's going to sell a lot of jerseys. That happens in baseball as well. They're going to bring back Cena.
Okay.
And it's going to be Cena-Brock, and Cena's going to lose.
Yeah,
and it won't matter
30 times,
and it won't matter. And then Cena will sooner or later get the belt back on a lower, lesser pay per view, so Brock can go fight UFC. Cena's the one in the Rumble,
okay?
And I'm 100% okay with that.
Sure.
The match I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, I also agree it's going to be Miz Bryan for the belt.
Yeah.
The match I want to see is Cena Daniel Bryan. I don't care who's a heel and who's a face. And we're not even fighting over the Bellas. We're fighting because one of us was smart enough to get married, and we're fighting us because one of us was smart enough to get out of being married.
Oh, yeah. And that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
I would love to see that. I'd love to see Daniel Bryan.
That's the match I want.
I'd love to see Daniel Bryan after years of, in the other side, oh, the attacking the women. Oh, you're only here because you're with these men. To say to the men, oh, you missed your shot. Being in this amazing family. I mean, it would just be, it's amazing.
It's great.
Yeah.
But then JB, and then John, sorry, not JB, John Bradshaw, sorry.
Well, that's because he looks like him right now with the haircut.
And then, okay, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
I want that to happen so bad. But I already said what's going to happen. Let's go to the women.
Sure.
Arguably, actually, no, they're equally interesting right now because of the illnesses and the unfortunate circumstances for the men. The men's stuff is really fascinating right now.
I think the women's stuff is fascinating because of what Becky Lynch has done and what been able to do and put on this platform.
She's thrown a good
did
wrench into
the system. Triple threat at TLC?
I did. It was amazing. Okay. So right now, as of this recording, Ronda has the red belt and Asuka has the blue belt.
Yes.
As of this recording, on the blue brand are Charlotte, Asuka, and Becky. Yeah. Ronda's on the red brand. Like we've established before, the winner of the Royal Rumble gets to pick their opponent.
Mm-hmm.
So in theory, you can have Charlotte wins and then she picks Ronda, mm-hmm. which is likely to happen. They're like the odds on that. You're not going to make a lot of money on that. Becky could win and challenge Ronda. That could also happen.
Yeah.
Either of them can win and challenge Asuka. I think what we're leading to is the likelihood is Becky or Charlotte winning this.
Right. I think the money, and I think they even know it. Even if they rehab Charlotte and kind of made her a tweener, a Becky light, I think Becky, now that she doesn't have the belt, she can win. She can face off with Ronda.
So
and
who's
keep making money?
So your bet?
Becky's winning the Royal Rumble and challenging Ronda.
And then who's going to challenge Asuka at Mania? Charlotte?
Probably Charlotte. Rematch.
Totally makes sense.
They got a storyline there. I ended your streak. Now I'm coming for your belt.
Love it.
They've got a story.
Totally right makes there. Sense. Not going to happen because it's WWE.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a WrestleMania 2000, one of the most unsatisfying. Do you know what I'm getting at right now?
The four corners.
The four corners.
Yeah.
We're getting to a four-way. It's going to headline. It's going to be horrible and not satisfying because Becky and Charlotte will land at the exact same time.
Will they what?
Outside of the ring.
They're
going to tie
Davey Boy mm-hmm. and Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's going to be bad. And yeah. It's going to be a four-way, and that's going to headline Mania.
Yeah. Well, I could definitely see that. It's two birds, one stone for them. They get to have all their star power. Four women. They try to get their international push with Asuka. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that could very much happen.
Yep.
I actually, if that match without having the four corners being in 2000, each wrestler was representing a McMahon. Mm-hmm. There's a McMahon in every corner.
Linda was represented by Mankind,
yeah.
Mick Foley, who on the night before the election of 2016 put out a very passionate post on Facebook saying, please don't vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And then his partner, Linda McMahon, ended up in the cabinet.
Yeah. Well, that's wrestling
that's
for you.
That's a sentence that is reality.
Yeah, that's a reality. Yeah, no, we have the McMahons. Between Triple H, Stephanie, Shane, and Vince, you could have your four corners match.
There you go.
There you go. So that's depressing. That's going to happen.
Yep.
Mark it here.
You didn't see that, did you?
No, I didn't see it coming. Then Now Forever, guys. It's just history repeating itself.
Speaking of Then Now Forever, will Hogan make an appearance? Because Hogan is back in the Fed,
mm-hmm.
but he's only been in an appearance where it's 100% okay to murder journalists.
Saudi Arabia, brother. Yeah, I think he'll be back by, not Rumble, but maybe.
I think we're going to test Rumble because I think it's easier to control crowd noise when it's an outdoor arena.
Yeah, I think also they don't give a shit. And I think the fans don't give a shit. Like, I think fans like us will say, you should probably not give money to Hulk Hogan because he's a bad person. You should probably not take money from Saudi Arabia. But nothing's going to change. I think he'd actually... Where is Mania this year?
Let's look it up.
Oh, it's New York. It's New York. It's
New York, New Jersey. Another outdoor arena.
It's outdoor. It's the home of the old school home of the Federation when just Double H was running things. And he's going to, yeah, he'll get a good pop there.
Yeah.
At the Meadowlands, yeah, he'll be fine.
That's going to be depressing.
That's going to happen. Yeah, no, but it's the most wonderful time of the year for wrestling between
this is hands down
Rumble and Mania. They basically the rest of the year, they're like, oh, we're just waiting to to get to WrestleMania next year.
I don't agree with you on that. I apologize. I do agree with you on that, but that doesn't necessarily make it bad. For example,
there's peaks and valleys.
When Kevin Owens had the run with the belt, was probably my favorite time to watch week to week.
Sure, and that's a good.
And that was this summer.
Yeah, and they'll do things. They'll do interesting stuff because they're less engaged. So other things can interesting happen. So let's move on to predictions. Then you mentioned Kevin Owens. They've been teasing that he's coming back and Sami Zayn is coming back. Mm-hmm. Do you think they're back for the Rumble?
I don't think Sami Zayn is well enough to come back. Mm-hmm. His surgeries were a little different. And I think Kevin Owens, they're trying to get him back. But yeah. So Kevin Owens had like double knee surgery.
Yeah.
For the listener at home, Kevin Owens is not a light man. He's a heavy man returning from double knee.
Yeah.
I want that to happen. I want Kevin Owens to be the face of the company. It's not going to happen.
Right. I think there's a chance. There's rumors of him coming back for Mania, so... You know, it's one of those, we'll see what happens.
Is there anyone that's in NXT that you're hoping debuts at the Rumble and actually makes an impact?
No, because I don't want anyone in NXT to go to the main roster and deal with what everyone else has had to deal with. I think they'll probably give a showcase spot to Ricochet.
Okay.
At the Rumble.
Agreed.
He'll get to do...
That's a good one.
He can probably do the Kofi flippy avoid elimination stuff.
Ooh, they might do it at the same time. They might do like a passing of the torch.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. They had a MSG house show that was basically... The Undisputed Era and another heel, I'm forgetting, against Aleister Black, Ricochet.
It was
a Red Brand MSG show, but they did a showcase.
It's
kind of in a spot that I guess Charlotte and Sasha and like the Four Horsewomen were in a few years ago where they were like, here's the future, but we're just teasing it.
I'm going to guess that Aleister Black makes his debut.
Okay.
And that he stays on the roster and then loses to The Undertaker.
Okay.
At Mania, because The Undertaker, as of now, doesn't have a match, mm-hmm. but needs that payday.
Yeah.
Because if you follow The Undertaker's wife on Instagram, the Bahamas ain't cheap, everybody.
Yeah, no, he'll be back. He'll definitely be back for something, which is a bummer. Other returning, either from injury or not, you have your prediction about Cena.
Mm-hmm.
Does Bray Wyatt get a gimmick in time?
Great question.
Bray Wyatt has teased a new gimmick. He's been off TV since his dissolution of his team with Matt Hardy.
Yeah, that's a better question. Is the Rumble the best or worst place to debut a gimmick? Not a debut of personality,
sure,
but a gimmick. I don't know.
I think it's tough. I mean, the Bray Wyatt thing is so... The lights going off and his magic trick shit. I think you can do it. That's the thing. He can do a comeback. He can return and interrupt a match.
Yeah.
How he's always done. But if you're doing something new with him, it's very tough.
If I'm WWE... If I'm a political candidate, if I'm anyone that has a decent reputation and at one point had fire but just has lost it, but you still got those embers going, that's not a reference to Ember Moon. What you do with Bray Wyatt is you essentially repackage him with the exact same music and everything, but he just shows up in the ring differently. Mm-hmm. That's how you got to approach 2020 and announce him too. Can't do what Elizabeth Warren did. We've already seen that promo package. If you just show up out of the blue in Puerto Rico helping some people, that's the kind of thing that will get people excited. So if Bray Wyatt's music hits and then all of a sudden he's in the middle of the ring at the Rumble, no fireflies, that could work.
Right.
No, that's the new gimmick.
No dreads.
No dreads.
All black, whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. I'm interested to see what they do with him. He's clearly a guy who's better than he's been given the material to work with.
Is he though? Because at the end of the day, it's on you too, man.
They put him in a spot where they know he's over enough that he can take losses, and he just lost too much to become. They do it all the time.
Okay. Anyone else in the NXT roster that you're like, oh, that would be kind of cool, and even if it's only just to do the Rumble, that's enough.
Yeah, I don't know about the Rumble. I'd like to see the Undisputed Era come up and do an NXT invasion. Another factor we have while we're talking WWE in the year is the move to Fox mm-hmm. with SmackDown. Stern 2019, right?
That's another reason why I think Cena's coming back. Huge impact.
That's definitely a TNA impact. So they're coming. That Fox will have SmackDown on Fridays. There's been rumors and renewed rumors that NXT could be Fox Sports One bound.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're talking about it as another brand, it's also, there's been a push this year, NXT UK. They're setting up these satellite programs, NXT, so they're going to have more talent, more TV time. And I think Triple H would love to rebook an NWO invasion with NXT.
Yeah, it's a really good point.
There's things that could happen, maybe not at the Rumble, but you've got, also to remember, Rumble is January and Mania is first week of April. So it's a long road.
And what really matters, for the first time ever, what really matters is going to be like Survivor Series only because of this TV deal.
Yeah.
that's going to be very odd. There's a few guys I really want to see. I'm sure you actually know who I'm talking about right now. I want to see Velveteen Dream.
Yes.
In the match. I want him to throw out the most homophobic man on the roster. I don't know who that is. I can only guess.
Randy
Orton. Yep. Yeah. I think, but I don't know.
I don't know.
He could be cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with no, but you never know.
I mean, Velveteen Dream's been lobbying every time he gets a match.
You know what? It would be not good, but like sort of justice.
Mm-hmm.
Hogan enters the Rumble. Yeah. Velveteen Dream enters the Rumble. Velveteen Dream throws out Hogan.
Gives him the finger wag.
Yeah.
Throws the boot.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be kind of cool.
If Hogan could take a bump.
He will.
Without dying.
Flair's been cleared. Is Flair going to enter the Rumble?
Is Flair going to die in the ring in 2019?
Which Flair? Charlotte has a very risky maneuver set of maneuvers.
Rick, what a move maneuver! Ric Flair cleared to wrestle. He really should not wrestle. Anyone else you're looking for other than Velveteen Dream?
Black. I'm a huge Aleister Black fan.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no one on the indies I want to see in WWE right now because I don't think that it's necessarily good for them financially.
Okay. So speaking of that, by the time this goes up, we will probably have some news about what's happening. Allegedly on the first of the year, we will get the announcement of All Elite Wrestling, a new independent promotion like founded by the elite of the Young Bucks.
Cody Rhodes.
And Kenny Omega.
Is Kenny Omega part of this? I don't think Kenny Omega is.
It depending if he can still work. If they're writing the rules, there's no reason he couldn't work New Japan. None of them are going back to Ring of Honor.
Okay, so this is why it's so fascinating, because what we are talking about sort of sounds like we're trying to borrow each other's action figures. And like, you can't go in my blue ring, but you can go in my black ECW ring.
So basically what's rumored to be happening based on the elites, their YouTube show and kind of rumblings and trademarks and all this, is that a new wrestling promotion is going to start. The money behind it is the Khans, who own the Jacksonville Jaguars. Mm-hmm. The son of the main owner is a big mark.
Do you love the idea that the money mark for this enterprise is the Khans?
Yeah.
It's too perfect.
It's great. I mean, the biggest Khan is being run by a Khan.
So it's going to be owned by a football league owner.
Right. This is like rappers always want to be basketball players and basketball players always want to be rappers. Obviously, Vince will be moving to get XFL going by 2020.
Yeah.
So like, it's just weird that they can't.
And Charlie Ebersol's league will start right around the time of the Royal Rumble too, which is even more. So Charlie Ebersol's the son of Dick Ebersol, the guy that made the doc about the XFL.
Yeah.
His league starts in the spring of 2019.
Okay. It's so weird. So AEW, we could see there have been rumors that they've been talking to guys, and that since they have these billionaires behind them, they're not allegedly worried about tampering. If some guys' contracts are up, I mean, it's funny. They talk about guys who could be going from the WWE.
Mm-hmm.
Nakamura. That's one of those ones that's not going to happen, because Nakamura very much likes to do his bullshit matches. He's almost 40 years old. Is he 40? He's just about 40 years old. He moved his family to the States. He's happy to do his bullshit matches and get paid. Guys like maybe The Club, maybe Gallows and Anderson, they've been criminally underused in their 2 years, 3 years they've been there. Their contract should be up in January.
Shinsuke is 38. He's going to turn 39 a little after the Royal Rumble. AJ's 41.
Mm-hmm.
Finn is 37. Samoa Joe is 39.
Future of the company, guys. Future of a retirement home. So it's interesting to see who could move from WWE if their contracts are up, if they have nothing to lose. I mean, some guys are happy and content with, you make the money, you're a WWE superstar, this is what you worked for. Some of them obviously hungry to do something else. Mm-hmm. Cody Rhodes left. Cody Rhodes has had an amazing year because he left.
And really quick, Cody's only 33.
Yeah.
Those 5 years really matter.
Yeah, and this is his peak. This is where he could really, really shine and be the face of, like, they're not going to take down WWE, but there's an interesting moment in the indies where there is a hunger for something else. They proved it with All In. And if they can get some sort of TV or some sort of inner deal that makes sense for them, they've got the star power to do it. And it's just kind of how do you round out that roster with the people that haven't been scooped up by WWE?
Yeah.
So it's interesting. That's actually going to be the most interesting story of 2019 in wrestling world, I think.
Oh, yeah. Do you think, this is the question we should ask ourselves at the end of every year. Mm-hmm. Do you think wrestling will have more mainstream acceptance in 2019?
No.
Less?
The same. I think it takes the same place in the culture. We're still going to see people call every move a body slam.
Yeah.
You've already, you know, you see there's a piece every couple months running the same thesis we wrote a book about.
Yeah.
I think it's about the same place. It you know, peaks and valleys. Like, the I think Becky Lynch has crossover appeal.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, she's a traditionally attractive woman. She can speak extemporaneously either on TV or doing your interview.
I just want to make it clear that this is not a knock to anyone's looks at all, but mm-hmm. Becky Lynch looks like a regular human being.
Yeah. No, she has a girl next door look also very attractive.
But I'm trying to not offend anyone. She has not been altered in any way cosmetically that we could tell.
Yeah. I mean, she did cut this as part of a promo.
Yes. Okay. But I just want to make that clear that, like, right, it's not a knock on people that have.
Yeah. Do what makes you happy.
Exactly.
Yeah, what Vince McMahon wants you to do with your body, obviously.
But usually the people that send a crossover, mm-hmm. barring your Hulk Hogan's, at least in terms of the women, are your more normal looking. And when I say normal, once again,
this is tough territory.
I know. This is tough enough territory. They talk about looks in this a lot.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I mean, but it's when you talk about any celebrities, yes, you know, any public figure, looks is going to be part of it. But don't be naive. So, no, I think she has a chance to be on Good Morning America.
Exactly.
Right? Whereas you can send her out there, she'll do the company line. She's probably not going to talk. She's not going to be a Sandy Hook truther like Ronda Rousey or something like that. You know, like, she's fine. I think she would do. She's done these little WWE crappy Marine 8 movies. Mm-hmm. I think so has
The Miz, who's also the biggest crossover in terms of mainstream acceptability. Don't have to worry about him. Put him on any ESPN show.
Becky
all the time.
Becky trained over the holidays with, I think, Coach, it's Kavanaugh. It's Conor McGregor's coach. She's not going to fight MMA, but she has this.
Really quick here. Yeah. Kavanaugh means something different to majority of people.
Coach K?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that? Basketball?
All right. Any big predictions for 2019 other than AEW being the main story?
We're going to have like 13 Democrats run.
Yeah.
And
13 is your number?
I don't have it. Seth,
you gotta pick
like
now. By the end of 2019, a year from now, last day of 2019, how many Democratic candidates will be in the running? Because the Iowa caucuses aren't until what, February or January?
They're in January.
So you have to announce by whatever to get on the ballot. So by a year from now, how many people will be on the ballot? The DNC ballot.
Right. I had a list at some point, but I've lost it. But Elizabeth Warren, Beto O'Rourke. Counting on my fingers here, guys. Kamala Harris, mm-hmm. Kirsten Gillibrand, mm-hmm. Cory Booker. I don't actually think Joe Biden does run.
I'm going to go Biden is in.
He's all in?
He's all in.
I don't think Bernie does.
Bernie does. Brown does. I think there's going to be like three more governors that we haven't even talked about. I think that I'm going to go with 11. I'm going to arbitrarily pick 11. I'm going to go Mark Cuban's in. The Rock is not in.
The Rock is not in. He's making too much money making bad movies. I'll take the. I was saying 13, but I will take the under. Let's see how many people are on the ballot in Iowa.
Yeah.
Okay.
How many?
10.
So you're going to go 10.
I'll take the under.
And I'm going to go 11.
All right.
All right. We'll find out a year from now.
At the Royal Rumble for 2020.